Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Princess Podcast, episode 19.
Oh, we're coming
19.
We made it to 19.
19.
We're legal to gamble in Canada.
Yeah.
As always, your host, Jeff Prince. I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to my main man, Steve Brown, turning 52 today. What up, Steve?
Thanks, man.
A.K.A. Old Balls, A.K.A. Oh. I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
A.K.A. I'm going to slap you on
it's
air.
It's all right.
Oh, and guess what? We have snow today. And
you're
there's
welcome.
No bat, so there's no hold bar. We can make fun of it all we want.
I feel like that wouldn't change if she was here or not.
Yeah, we really do taper her down a little bit when she is here.
Because
we don't want her to know like how terrible you actually are, and she said yes to you, so.
Yeah, clearly. Poor judgment on her part.
I have a lot of questions for you when we bring up the Colts.
I can't wait. So we're going to actually start really just with the Bears.
We got some wins.
We got a couple wins, actually.
Yeah.
I want to start with the Bears win because, and the other thing I want to talk about with the Bears win is Jay Cutler. All the scrutiny that Jay Cutler gets on a regular basis, all the time, he's had a very, very good year. And we talked a lot about that last week with Brett here, and Jay continued to have a great game. And Adam Gase called a phenomenal game.
He did. We were watching.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch
We were watching because it was right next to the Colts. And when you guys were down, I was very impressed with just looking over and seeing the offense moving the ball down the field.
Adam Gase called a perfect game for not having Alshon, not having your deep threats, not having that, you know, just big playability. So he he called short plays, slants. Jay made great decisions. And honestly, Jay's done very good job this year. I am very optimistic for next year. We clearly are out of the playoffs. We know that.
Yeah.
We're going to coach our way out of. I'm sorry. John Fox is going to coach his way out of a better draft day because we're probably going to win next week. We'll end up at 7-9, which will end up in the middle of the first round again. But you know that's fine because we have some building blocks, and I do want to talk about that real quick. So, you know, how cool would it be to have Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford? You probably won't have both.
I'd plan on one. And you got White next year.
You got Kevin White coming back, right? I think they're franchise.
Is he going to play next week at all, you know?
I don't think they're going to play him.
That was speculative like 2 weeks ago.
I don't think so. I do think that they franchise Alshon. So you don't franchise Forte. You franchise Alshon, right? So you got Alshon, Kevin White, Zach Miller.
Yeah.
Holy shit, right? If we can somehow get a deal with Martellus Bennett as well, cool. If not, I think we got our future tight end as well.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of good things going on offense. Everything comes back to the defense. I'm not going to beat a dead horse by saying, you know what, you know, we got to get a better on defense. Well, we clearly do, but guess what? We stockpile a lot of draft picks. I think we're looking good for the future.
Yeah, decent amount of Carolina's trades and everything.
Exactly. And the only thing that sucks is the NFC North is actually really good. So we're going to get our stride when we got two teams that are already there. And Detroit was there last year, had a down year this year.
They can easily come back in.
They can bounce right back. So all of a sudden, now we're talking NFC North being a very legitimate conference, which is cool. You know, great competition and everything in the parity. But super excited for the win. You know, it was against Lovie and you know, the former Bears. Every, like, other name that they called during the game. Clearly, you guys didn't hear it, but it was like, oh, that dude played for the Bears. Oh, that dude played for the Bears. So, Lovie just trying to stockpile stuff. Tampa, good season for them. You know, they got a good foundation
with famous Jameis.
Jameis is a rookie. They need some help on defense. They need some help around, but good foundation.
They've got a core of an offense already with Mike Evans and Martin. If they keep,
Doug Martin is actually going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. They mentioned that they could have extended him.
That might be a guy who still has a franchise to keep him.
Well, they actually made a comparison to DeMarco Murray. Like, this guy potentially could be a leader, rushing leader, just like DeMarco Murray was.
Yeah.
Not a solid, for sure, we're going to sign you. What would happen to DeMarco Murray? But I think Tampa's not that dumb. They'll figure that out. And I feel like Doug Martin wants to stay.
They've already got to build their offensive lineup just to help Jameis out. So,
agreed.
Why wouldn't you want to stick around with him?
Yeah.
He's clearly going to be a winner in this league.
Exactly. I think he broke rookie records for most touchdown passes, most yards, Jameis had a very good year. I think he didn't disappoint. He stayed away from the crab legs and all that other nonsense. We didn't hear any controversy around him.
Just stay out of Publix.
Yeah, he did. He did his thing. I think he did well. Mariota did as well. He's banged up a little bit. But I think the future is bright for both those teams.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of those teams is Tennessee.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which brings us up to the Colts win.
Yeah, that happened.
The Colts won?
Yeah, that happened.
They almost lost, right? Very quietly. Again. But yeah. I think what overshadowed it all was the Texans 34 to whatever,
six or seven points.
Win over Tennessee. Granted, we were playing a terrible team, but King Kong came out to show that he was actually getting paid a decent amount for a reason.
You called last week?
He did against our terrible offensive line. I don't know if it still justifies the pay that he got, but...
And I would make a joke about, you guys starting your fourth quarterback, but the Texans are on their fourth quarterback as well, and they're going to be in the playoffs.
Charlie Whitehurst is out for the rest of the year. Hasselbeck is very questionable.
He can't finish a game.
And
he's 90 years old and keeps getting hits.
Exactly.
Now we're down to Josh Freeman and Morris.
I think you're down to
Pat McAfee. Yeah,
I know McAfee is the third string because Griff Whalen used to be the third string emergency quarterback, and he's out for the year.
Was the emergency? I think he's actually going to be listening.
Basically, the Colts are just signing guys off the street.
Yeah, they will be hosting a tryout for the quarterback.
If you can throw a football, I think you can go to 56th Street and try out.
You can probably do that and have a good shot to start.
Right.
Can may not have a very good shot at making the playoffs because it's 0.03%.
But Steve, you know what? I'm glad you said that. And I know that you have some questions for Snow about the Colts before we move on, but I do want to point out the fact that the Colts are still in the hunt. There's a good chance, not a good chance, but a chance.
A Powerball chance.
There's a
Powerball
chance.
What's this one in a billion stuff?
Let me just read. Because I have to read it because I can't do it off of memory. And I pride myself being able to do a lot of this stuff on my memory, but I can't. The Colts only need 10 things to have it. Only 10 things.
Is it a full moon?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Hold on. Are you ready? The Broncos have to beat the Bengals tonight. This is
not going very
night.
Well.
Not going well. That's one. I'm sorry. Let me grab a second. The Colts have to win is number one.
Yeah.
So then the Broncos need to beat the Bengals tonight. The Jaguars need to beat the Texans. The Ravens need to beat the Bengals. The Bills need to beat the Jets. The Falcons need to beat the Saints. Still paying attention. Broncos need to beat the Chargers. Dolphins have to beat the Patriots. Steelers need to beat the Browns. And just for good measure, let's have the Raiders beat the Chiefs. And you're in!
That's it. Snow wants to get into gambling this week because he wants to put $10 down on a 10-team parlay and win $10,000.
We'll see. If Denver pulls it off tonight, then yeah.
He's already wavering here.
It's already too late.
Well,
Denver has to pull it off tonight.
My main question to Snow was Grandma proud after last week?
I think she was a little bit proud, but at the same time, I think she has realized that we might not make it to the playoffs. So she's a little heartbroken.
Might is not the word I would use.
You know what? She has faith.
There's a 97.7% chance that you're not making the playoffs. You mean to read that list again?
So what you're saying, there's a chance.
What I'm saying is there's a chance. Yeah,
thanks for the picture, Sutch.
Yeah, I think you guys were, talk about 13-3 Super Bowl champions. We're not making the playoffs in this season.
The one big positive that I will take out of last week and just going forward is our offensive line showed up in the first half and we actually ran the ball really well. Frank hit some holes.
Frank kicked ass that first half.
He did a great job. Second half, it just got stopped.
You guys got some issues.
We showed some life. We got to get younger.
We got to get younger quick. Pagano's done after next week.
We'll see.
Maybe.
You think they're both gone? I know we keep talking about it. But you guys think they're both gone?
I think Jim Mercy might just do a fire sale.
Get rid of them all?
Yeah.
You might have to at this point.
Yeah. For some reason, I see him and Grayson are buddy-buddy. I don't know why.
I personally think Pagano's definitely gone.
You can start trading some of our older guys for draft picks, even if they are seventh-round draft picks.
That's the Bears did. It's always available. It'll be interesting. I think Pagano's definitely gone, and everyone likes Pagano. But this is the team,
Yeah.
But do you still go after veteran offensive line Or do you want to pull rookies fresh out of college and throw them in the Colts offensive line?
I would take talent, right? So there's proven guys out there that are rookies and first-year guys and second-year guys that just play the game as soon as they come out.
Okay.
Right? Kyle Long on the Bears is a perfect example. Rookie, contributed immediately.
Okay.
Right. So there's guys out there.
But we got to get the right leaders in the locker room.
I think that's a big for them. Like, I think that's a big
one. We got to sign somebody awesome for their offensive line and somebody that's going to stick around for a long time.
What's the Blindside guy up to? No?
He plays for he's still with
the
Ravens.
He's at Carolina now? He's done with the Ravens? Michael Orr?
Michael Orr, I think he plays for Carolina.
All right, we can get him.
About taking HGH, so that's a good start.
Whoa.
How's that
for everyone else?
How's that for a legal way?
So everyone else. So we're not going to talk about the nonsense of this.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the nonsense. So if you guys live under a rock, there was an Al Jaheer, and I laugh when I say that because it's hilarious. An Al Jaheer article, video, whatever, that came out that, amongst others, but notably
neither
said,
of us actually read the article that came out yesterday.
Because neither one of us had any interest in it.
They've already said that it's fabricated.
It was all fabricated. The kid wasn't even there in 2011.
What the fuck
were we
talking about it anyway?
The only reason we're even bringing it up, because Steve and I talked about this earlier, we're like, we don't actually care. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it, and the reason we're bringing this up is, and I'm not a Peyton Homer at all, and you guys know that.
But you are a Peyton Manning
I'm a fan of the integrity he brings to the game.
Yep.
Much like I am the integrity of a lot of players that I don't like. And I was going to say integrity to Tom Brady, but that's always up in question. But when it comes to Peyton, look, this dude's not cheating the game. He had 4 neck surgeries. If he was going to cheat, after the first one, he would have cheated. He wouldn't have gotten 3 more.
Well, I like how he put it. I basically had a broken neck.
Right.
In the interview with Luke Soldiers. I basically had a broken neck and yada, yada, yada. You know, I've done everything the right way and the way the NFL wants it, the way the Colts wanted it, you know, everything. He did everything he was supposed to.
Absolutely.
With that shit neck that he has.
Yep. That's what? Yeah, and you know what's hilarious to me? Not hilarious, but the reason we're even talking about this is I loved that interview. Because it wasn't a statement.
It was so nonchalant, not scripted.
It wasn't scripted. It was off the cuff. It was like, Lisa Salk was asking him questions, and he just answered them, and you could see his frustration. You could see he was noticeably upset about being called out about a trade that he's perfected in his ability. He's worked harder than probably any football player in the last 20 years to do what Peyton Manning does. To get called out, he was on some bullshit. He was like, fuck you.
Some Peyton Manning, like guy that sounds like him, should do a voiceover and then post it on the internet.
Yeah.
Because it say exactly what he was trying to say, because when he kept calling the guy a dip flip, something like that,
I
was like, basically he's calling him a dipshit. Yep. And then when he paused to think about how he feels about it, I really just want to put my hands around his throat and choke the life out of him.
And this kid was like an intern.
He was so mad. He was flaming.
And this kid was an intern. Not much less than Snow is an intern for us. And all of a sudden, this kid's got this authority.
Yeah, neither one of us makes shit, so it's fine.
But yet, he wants to get paid by Al Jaheer or whatever. But he came out and said, look dude, the article cited 2011. I wasn't even there until 2013.
He even said he just made it up just to see how far it got down the line.
I just, like I said, I think it's disgraceful. Is what I mean.
Everybody knows it's bullshit, but it's understandable.
Because you can say anything to anybody, and all of a sudden, because you said it, all of a sudden it comes out.
We should say something crazy right here, Steve. Like, right here. We should say something crazy and see if some news article picks us up. We're trying to get famous. Shit. Snow took HGH. He's still not taller.
I'm still waiting on it. Is that how that works? Can you get taller? I mixed it with milk.
And that's literally what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because Peyton's one of those good dudes. You know, everyone wants to make fun of Peyton with all his commercials and his huge forehead and, you know, whatever you want to make. He can't win Super Bowls, can't win big games. Tell me someone classy with Peyton.
Right.
Name someone classy.
Oh, there's only one person I think in sports is Steph Curry.
Right now. And Steph is like, Steph could be his kid.
And he got named like AP Man of the Year.
Right.
Which is amazing.
Right. I mean, Peyton Manning in the history of sports, he's a class act.
Yeah.
He's a class act.
Yeah.
And for him to get degraded like that, And I know that everyone that saw that were like, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whether it was true or not, and clearly it's not, no one believes it. That's like calling Derek Jeter out, right? Derek Jeter took drugs. Took steroids.
Well, there's your statement you can make.
Derek Jeter took steroids. I know because some intern named Snow on the Princess Podcast said so.
Shit.
Tweet us Al Jazeera.
Yeah. Al Jazeera.
Yeah, fucking busted. Yeah.
Fucking
see, everybody knew it's bullshit, but they almost believed it simply because look at the size of the man's head. He's got to do something to help support that noggin.
He's got a receding hairline with a big forehead. Leave him alone.
He's got a noggin. But we know it's bullshit. So
I think LeBron,
I love the guy.
I think LeBron James is taking something because he's got hair now.
Yeah. Look at all of a sudden LeBron. LeBron's got a big forehead. Is he taking drugs?
Yeah.
That dude was bigger than a 40-year-old man at 18.
Right.
How come no one's asking about his drug use?
I think his mom took the HGH during pregnancy.
She took a lot of drugs.
Well, speaking of somebody trying to bring down Peyton Manning, let's talk about the rest of the NFL, how the mighty fall this weekend.
Look at Steve, like, being on top.
He's on the Segway champ.
Yeah, so, topic, sorry, but all right, we're good. So,
the biggest one, obviously Carolina lost.
Yeah, so, fuck the NFL.
What was the line on that?
Six and a half.
Oh.
Carolina, I think, was 6.5. So, all right, truth be told, I lost every bet that I placed yesterday.
Wow.
And the shot bet.
And clearly the shot bet. And the reason I lost is because these mighty have fallen, right? Carolina losing. I have two thoughts about it. One,
doesn't really affect you too much.
My number one thought was I shouldn't have bet on them because I knew they were going to lose. At some point before the end of the season, I knew they were going
to
lose.
I think you picked them to lose last week, though.
I picked them to lose
to
the Giants. I picked them to lose to the Giants the week before, and they pulled that out. And then I picked Carolina to win yesterday, and I don't know why I did that because I knew they were going to lose. And long term, this is better.
It is.
It showed a lot of holes. You know, it now gave other teams the blueprint, but it also gave Carolina an idea and said, oh shit, we can't let a guy like Julio Jones make us look like a bitch.
Yeah,
which
he did.
Julio Jones absolutely did that. Right? So Carolina's got, they got the loss out, so now they're not fielding questions every week. And I know there's only 1 week left, but now it's not like undefeated season, you're going to playoffs, undefeated, it's over. Right?
Well, that was a tough game when they had against New York, though. That took a lot out.
It was. And this was kind of deflate, whatever. They play Tampa next week.
Yeah.
Win or lose, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
They have to win.
They got to win to get the home field throughout.
Either that or Arizona loses, one of the two.
Well, yeah, either or. If Carolina wins, I mean, they're not resting anyone because they still have something to play for.
Now that you have a loss under you, you got to figure out how to come back from that loss and get that magic back together.
Which is going
to
be great for them, and I think they're going to be fine long term. I know we're not talking about the Cardinals yet, so I will hold my comments completely about the Cardinals, just because we'll talk about them here in a minute. I do want to mention the Patriots. You and I were big on the Patriots winning.
But the Jets were playing for a playoff spot.
And we thought that the Patriots were going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, it's the Patriots at this point.
Yeah.
Playing against the division. But they were in New York in their defense, and New York has played them tough already this year.
Yeah, and New York did what they needed to do.
New York is a very surprising team, dude.
Steve, I'm gonna throw this out there very quickly. We're not going to do our game picks yet, obviously, but New York Jets play against Rex Ryan's Buffalo Bills, former team, and they need a win in order to get the playoffs.
Oh,
that's just Rex's Super Bowl. Just simmer on that.
This is great.
So,
that's very fun.
And then the other big loss, the Steelers. Right. So
holy
you had
shit.
You
Who
had,
saw that?
You had one
that.
Job.
Thank you.
You had one job, and that job was to beat the Baltimore Ravens to keep your playoff hopes alive.
Again, in Baltimore.
Agreed, in Baltimore.
Failed.
But you laid an egg. You let Ryan Mallett, I think this is the fourth team he started for this year. Ryan Mallett, who can't wake up for his team flight and gets cut for a team, you lost to Ryan Mallett.
I got nothing, dude. I got nothing. When I saw that score, because obviously I was just paying more attention to the Colts and, you know, buying Vegas tickets or whatever. And then I looked over and I'm like, what the fuck's going on with Baltimore?
Yeah. It was awesome.
How the fuck?
It was awesome because I took Pittsburgh minus 11.
And now Pittsburgh is all of a sudden out of the playoff picture. They're still in the picture.
it's going to be a stretch for them.
But it's, they need, you know,
they need all kinds of
help
to happen.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not as much as the Colts, but they definitely need a lot to happen. All they need to do is win to keep in, you know, keep in line or whatever. And it's not looking good for them.
Yeah.
And for 5 or 6 weeks, arguably the best team in the league.
Yeah.
At least offensively, I thought the way they were playing,
they were pretty much a lock to make it in.
Arizona.
And that would have been one of the most dangerous teams besides Kansas City in the AFC in the wild card.
Agreed. Absolutely agree with you. And now it's like, okay, well, you fucked up. Ironically, and here's another just quick stat that I heard, and I don't need to read it because I remember most things. The Colts thing was tough to remember. Baltimore Ravens, 3-10 against the rest of the league, 2-0 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
So maybe they figure something out.
Yeah.
5-10 right now. But
do you have any other big games that you want to mention? But with the Mighty Fallen,
I can't think of any other.
I can't think of off the top of my head.
I can't think of any other big.
I think where we're going with this was a perfect segue. Let's go right in the AFC playoff picture.
Okay, we do AFC first.
Yeah, let's go to AFC first.
All right. So as of right now,
Pats are clinched.
Cats are clinched, but they're not clinched at the number one.
Correct.
Cats need a win to clinch the number one seed. Number two right now is the Bengals. Looks like they're...
I think it's still 7-0.
7-0. So if the Bengals win tonight, they clinch...
14-0. Sorry.
So they're up 14-0. That's awesome.
So the Colts are out of the playoffs with that, right?
Yeah. So as soon as the Bengals beat the Broncos, it's over.
It's the Broncos.
I think the Bengals clinch...
First and 20, dude.
Yeah, I think the Bengals clinch, and they will get the 2 seed.
Yeah.
It puts all kinds of scary shit that could happen to Denver with a loss, which we'll talk about in a second. 3 is going to be...
Denver?
No.
It's Denver's 3 right now.
Well, Denver with a loss puts Kansas City at 3.
Oh.
Who's already clinched.
So Denver loses, Kansas City bumps into 3?
3 locked, because Denver then...
They start like 1-7 this year.
I know. But, so Denver doesn't clinch with a loss, so they're outside looking in. Kansas City, with a loss,
but
Denver lost, Kansas City's locked in at 3.
But that still puts Denver above the Jets in the wild card.
Yes.
So they're still in.
They're still in, but they need some help. They win and they're in next week.
Yeah,
but and then you got 4 is the Texans, which I mean they're gonna lock that. The Texans are in, right?
Well, they call it a clinch now.
And again, we're doing this.
Well,
during,
actually, tomorrow you can call it a clinch when Denver loses. So.
Yeah, and again, we're doing this during Monday Night Football. We know a lot of this stuff is gonna change. You know, depending on how this game ends up going, but there is a way that Denver could potentially not make the playoffs if they lose tonight and some other shit happens. I didn't look it up. I don't know.
It would be Pittsburgh and the Jets in the wild card, and if, Denver on the outside looking in. If everything happens.
Yeah. So there's a way that Denver at 10-5
which
could
be
outside
insane.
Looking in because they're starting out like 7-0.
Yeah, and with the way their defense looked, it's just like, all right, we had Peyton, even though he was doing terrible, they were still winning games.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, without Peyton, it's like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, I think next week, when we do our episode next week, we're going to do our playoff preview. Obviously, you know, the seedings and things will make a lot more sense. But, I mean, God, I'm salivating about, if I'm a wild card at 5, I'm salivating because I get to play Houston.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the quarterback is.
Exactly. Brian Hoyer.
No, Brandon Wheaton.
Brandon Wheaton, but Brian Hoyer is their next
he's out for a year, though, isn't he?
No, he was out with a concussion protocol.
All right, well, so that could be something there. If I'm the 5, I'm like, sweet, I get to play Houston.
Right.
Because Houston's a lock at 4.
I just think it's so scary to have Pittsburgh and Kansas City and wild card teams going in. 3-4, they're
Denver
out.
Denver would need to win.
3-4 would be out. Like if Denver would be 3, they're done. They're out. They're gonna lose.
Denver potentially could
two
play
wild card teams moving on.
Houston playing Kansas City, and then
that'd be right. Two wild card teams moving on. That'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah, then you'd have like New England playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and then Kansas City playing.
Well, I would pick
Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh on that one. I would pick Pittsburgh on that in New England. But they laid an egg in Baltimore, so kind of the confidence in them is kind of shaky.
Cincinnati, Kansas City? I would take Kansas City.
Yeah.
But that's next week. Yeah, that's nice.
So all right, so like let's go in the NFC. Everybody's clinched in the NFC.
So, yeah, the only thing that's left...
There's not 8 teams. Yeah, so just,
there's 6 teams. They're all clinched. It's all seedings at this point. So nothing's locked in terms of the seedings. Right now, if Carolina wins, they're going to be the one. Next week, if Carolina wins against the Bucks, they're in. They're number one. Number two would be Carolina at that point. Or Arizona at that point. Three is what's up in the air. That's Sunday Night Football. And that actually will determine 5 and 6. 4 is a lock at this point with the Washington motherfucking Redskins. At 8 and 7.
So weird. So weird.
8 and 7. Kirk Cousins led. Captain Kirk led. Washington Redskins locked at 4.
Dude, I wish I had him on my fantasy football team last week. He has like 4 touchdowns, 300 yards.
He's had like 12 touchdowns the last time.
I don't understand what's going on in the NFL. You know, him as a backup anyway at the start of the year. Look at all the other backups. Like, who are the main quarterbacks still actually playing?
There's two backups playing the biggest Monday Night Football game all year right now. Brock Osweiler and A.J. McCarron.
Please show A.J.'s wife.
Instead of Andy Dalton and Peyton Manning, we get Brock Osweiler and A.J. McCarron.
Their parents are very happy for him, though.
Yeah. They're so proud.
All right. Look at my boy.
Yeah.
He's not carrying a clipboard.
Grandma Simpson, so proud.
Yeah, right.
So proud.
All right, so then you got Seattle the lock.
Seattle's the lock, but they could potentially... So the winner of Minnesota-Green Bay gets the 3 seed. Depending on who that is, Seattle could potentially drop down to 6.
So let's look at the... Let's just call the way it is. Let's just go ahead and say Green Bay wins.
I don't think Green Bay's going to win, but okay.
But here's the thing. Green Bay wins, they play Minnesota again the following week.
So, no. Green Bay wins.
Because it's 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5.
Minnesota beats Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So, if Green Bay wins, it'll be... actually, no, that won't matter. So, if Seattle beats the Cardinals, which I don't think is going to happen either. So what needs to happen? Seattle needs to win.
Is there a potential field where Green Bay plays Minnesota 2 weeks in a row?
Yes. If Seattle beats the Cardinals and Green Bay beats Minnesota, then you got Seattle at 5, Minnesota at 6, and you would have Green Bay playing Green Bay playing again against Minnesota.
That'd be crazy, dude. 2 weeks in a row.
I would
like to see the line if that actually happens.
Because it would be the exact same thing. Because it's at Green Bay Sunday night. It would be at Green Bay.
I think it'd almost be a pick'em at that point because you're looking at revenge the following week.
Depending on how the game goes.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's a close game or a blowout or whatever.
That'd be cool.
I actually think what I want to see happen is, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves with the game picks, but I think we're doing game picks on Sunday night. What I would love to see is Minnesota win. So Minnesota's now the 3. Okay. Green Bay at that point would be the 6. And you would have a Seattle team going to Washington. And a Minnesota team playing Green Bay. But it would be in Minnesota.
There's another potential wild card or better than 3 and 4. There's another
Craziness.
One.
Craziness. And neither one of our teams are in. Mother.
My head's spinning with that one. Let's take a minute. We'll come back. It's going to be like a second for you guys, but
yeah.
We're going to take a minute, come back. We'll do our game fix then. All
right, sounds good. We're back. You didn't know that we were gone. But we like doing an intermission just for fun. So before we get our game fix, I once again have to fucking concede. I think it's like 6 weeks in a row I lost the shot
back. It's all right. I started off like 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
so
we're probably like even right now.
I'm just going to call this segment Jim has taken another shot.
We're definitely not even on game fixes. I definitely took a big step ahead last week.
I know you did.
I think I went undefeated last week. Maybe you should rely on me for placing your bets.
I'm placing my bets based on your picks for you next weekend. But let's do the shot real quick, Steve. Happy birthday, my friend. Shot bet. All that.
Victory and a birthday.
God, I really wish I could not do that.
I call my hangover tomorrow, Jim.
Oh.
All right.
Call my hangover tomorrow, Jim, as well.
So let's just
start with this game.
Let's go ahead and kick it off with the Rex Ryan Super Bowl.
All right, good. So I asked you, right? So Rex gets to play spoiler against his own team. Fire me once, fire me twice.
Man.
Who you got, Steve?
Do we know who won the first matchup of the, when they played the first time? I think Buffalo did.
I'm sure our part-time EP will tell us that. Intern Snow.
Without that info, I want to give the edge.
Where's the game
to,
at?
It's in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
I want to give the edge to Buffalo because of that fact. And the fact that his team is going to play their heart out.
Yep.
Just to play spoiler for, against the division rival.
Absolutely. Right. All right. So you're taking Buffalo, right? And I'm gonna
as much as I think the Jets will win this game, I'm gonna pick Buffalo. Spoiler, just to do it.
Bills won the first one.
Where? In New York.
In New York.
So we're saying the Bills are going to go 2-0, which is not unheard of. St. Louis went 2-0 against Seattle. We already talked about the Ravens going 2-0 against the Steelers. Here's what I will say about this game. If you didn't watch the 30 for 30, I don't plug ESPN or media very much, but if you didn't watch the 30 for 30 about the Buffalo Bills, watch it. That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And what it told me was how diehard Buffalo fans actually are, and I respect that more than I respect anything else. And if you've listened to a minute of this podcast for the last 19 episodes, you know that I respect that more than anything else. These fans are going to get up so big for this game. They know they're not in the playoffs. This is their chance. This is their chance. I am taking Buffalo for that reason. And the other reason is I want chaos. I want chaos. I want to go down to, like, you play this team and won by 14.
This is one of those games where if Buffalo wins, it helps the Colts change it up, right?
It is, but it's not going to matter.
It does not matter.
It's not going to matter. But this is one of those games that there will be chaos if the Bengals win and the Jets lose, all of a sudden Denver now, and then you got Pittsburgh back in it. I'm taking Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm taking Buffalo. Snow, what are you doing?
I'm going Jets.
Do you even know what game we're picking?
Yeah, you said Jets Buffalo, right? Did you see what they just did the other day?
I got the Jets.
All right, what's the next game, Steve?
Well, real quick, even though I didn't get to watch it, what do you think of concussions? Give me a quick.
Now we should have done that before we did this.
I don't want to give away
any spoilers because it just came out. So I'm not going to give away any spoilers about like details of what happened or anything.
It's pretty much not a spoiler because they
did some things that were a little bit different than I didn't expect. Like I thought I knew what it was going to be, and it's based on a true story. We don't know what's true.
It's
what's
Hollywood.
Not. What I will say is they didn't name any real players until the very end, and I'll leave the very end for a spoiler, so I won't say that. They didn't name any real players. It was all fabricated as far as the actual players. The teams were real.
Yeah.
It was, you know, all that was real, but none of the actual players were real. I will say, great movie. It will not win. It will get nominated, but it will not win. Academy Awards and all
those
things.
Will Smith gonna
win? Will Smith will get nominated. He won't win. He did a phenomenal job.
He's due.
He won't win it because I think this is Leo's year. That's a whole different podcast. I think that's a Circle Jerk podcast.
Oh yeah, the Circle Jerk podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna have movie picks.
Right,
but it's a sports movie, so we gotta talk about it.
We're definitely gonna talk about it. So I highly recommend it. I definitely want to go see it.
Like,
tell the truth.
It is.
Tell the
very
truth.
Well done.
That was my Will Smith.
If you're not a football fan,
we got it.
If you're not a football fan, it doesn't matter. You will enjoy the movie. If you are a football fan, you're going to be like, wow. Without giving anything else away, you're going to be like,
so it's like eye opening.
It is. And nothing that I hadn't already heard, but you see it on the big screen, you're like, okay, let me just put that out. I will equate it to this. I'll ask one question and we'll move on because I don't want to give a ton away, but is the NFL big tobacco?
Yes, in a way.
Is it big tobacco?
It's all about profit, dude. It's about profit more over the sport.
And there's been
more than
plenty
anything.
Of movies.
Look at the NCAA, they're the same way.
Wow.
There's been plenty of movies that have gone after big tobacco and as big of a company, you know, not company, industry as that is.
Yeah.
Is the NFL big tobacco. That was the correlation I took away from it. Go check this movie out. It was totally worth it. I am one of like non-1 billion people that haven't seen Star Wars. So I haven't seen Star Wars. I chose to see Concussion.
I think you and China have not seen it.
Yeah.
Me and China are the only ones.
The only those billion people.
Me and China are literally the only ones. I had the opportunity to go see Star Wars. I chose to see Concussion over Star Wars. And I think for anyone that listens to this knows why I chose that. But
I drove by the IMAX on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Because that was, I wanted to see it on Christmas Day. I drove by the IMAX. They were parking at JCPenney.
Yep.
Fuck that. I was like, nope.
So I was in Chicago. I was in the suburbs of Chicago, obviously. That's where I'm from and my family and whatever. And they had the theater I was in, they had three Star Wars showings. Like within an hour of Concussion, all three of them were sold out. Yeah. Star Wars ones were. I walked right up. What's that?
Was your movie full when you went in? Is anybody going to see it?
Concussion?
Yeah.
I would say it was probably 3/4 full, but all three Star Wars movies within an hour of the show were sold out.
Well, that's good. But
Disney is running the world.
Is there going to be an even bigger fallout of Concussion Protocol after this movie?
I don't think so. I think they've done everything they're supposed to do. I do think it's hilarious. If you don't know, you live under a rock. Luke Wilson plays Roger Goodell, which I think is very
That's cool. awesome.
It's kind of weird. He's in the prequel. He's got dark hair, so like
he doesn't actually look like Roger Goodell.
No, not at all.
But that's still hilarious.
That's what makes it so funny.
Will Smith on the cover of Sports Illustrated now too. It's pretty good article.
I think it was very funny. But they named all of the correct NFL officials and made up all the names of the players.
Nah.
Great play, go check it out.
Thanks for the insight, Jim.
So, Jim's movie review.
You bring up officiating. Did we bring up the officiating changes coming up?
I don't know if it's officially, is it?
Well, they talked about full-time referees next year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they've officially done that yet.
The one full-time referee is possibly in the works.
They're obviously
listening to our podcast because I've called this.
We've been talking about this from Trump.
We've done it.
And we'll chronicle that in the off-season and just get online real quick and tell you how great we are. We're fucking great.
All right, so here we go. Detroit at Chicago.
I'm going to spend 30 seconds on this. Bears. you know what? No. I don't need 30 seconds on the Bears. We're going to go 7-9. I'm taking the Bears.
It's a home game for Chicago, so they're going to give it to Detroit. That's an easy one.
No playoff implications. That's why we're moving on.
It's a game they don't have to win. I would go Bears.
If you need a road win, you go to Chicago.
Yeah. It's like, really? You have to play this game? Like, this is a big game. I'll be a few guys watching it, though.
So, what you got?
I'm actually going to go Bears on
this. Yeah!
They don't have to win. Yeah! I'm going to go Bears on this.
Maybe you should actually say
they're going to play
BD for once.
They're going to play for shits and giggles, and they're going to probably play like there's no tomorrow.
You got BD now?
I got, Bear Down? Is that what my name is? Is that what that means? They're going to like Varsity Blues this shit, you know? Teller's going to come out like the Mox, and it's going to be awesome.
All right, so the next thing we got, maybe that should be our shot, though. We'll get back to that. Let's go Baltimore at Cincy.
So we're talking about this game
mostly
only because we didn't know what was going to happen here. Looks like it's going to be 14-0 at half.
14-3
at Cincinnati.
About to be 14-3.
Cincinnati finishing their season off at home, especially if they come off this week with a win.
If Cincinnati clinches, I think they rest everyone. I just got a shot with Steve's birthday. That's awesome. Apparently my birthday.
Sammy.
Thank you.
It's from my
team. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, Sammy and Dan.
That's Dan over there.
Okay. All right.
Well,
it's going to be that kind of podcast, guys.
Let's do this.
And then you can make a thing.
God bless.
Yeah.
It's probably fireball.
I have a real job I got to wake up for.
When I'm laying in bed, guys, I'm going to think of you.
Thank God for that.
And I mean it. I'm going to think of both of you guys when I'm laying in bed tomorrow morning.
I'm going to be cussing at Jim all day.
I'm going to start texting Snow at 6 a.m.
Can I call the bank tomorrow and just fucking like, let me talk to your boss?
Yeah.
All right.
I work at the Plainfield branch.
Yeah.
I'm going to start texting Snow at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, mute.
This is kind of interesting because if Cincinnati wins this game,
they rest everyone.
They're going to rest, so.
Yeah, they rest everyone. Cincinnati needed to win today.
Are you willing to bet on Ryan Mallett? in Cincinnati.
2 weeks in a row?
In Cincinnati to win 2 weeks in a row.
Are you willing to do that?
No, I'm not. But I know how bad the Bengals need is. They need a bye just so we get Dalton back for the first game of the playoffs. And I don't know exactly, like, if... I don't know if the Bengals win today, does that happen? It should. They should get a first-round bye if they win tonight. So they don't have anything going on. I'm taking Baltimore. I'm taking Baltimore. Because they got nothing to play for. Baltimore's got everything to play for. Pride and everything. I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm with you. It's weird. We're talking about Cincinnati.
Yeah.
They'll probably win because we picked against them, but I'm taking
it. We're talking about Cincy, but I think just like you said, they're probably going to play one half. They're going to play one half of football, and that's it. But it's all about Baltimore being able to put up points on the offensive side. They did against Pittsburgh, so...
And Pittsburgh's offense is way better than Bengals' offense.
But the Pittsburgh defensive secondary is kind of sketch in the first place.
Oh, you're right. But the Bengals' defense is not. So I don't know. This is one of those games where it's like you go either way. I'm gonna take the Ravens.
Are you gonna gamble on this game?
No. No.
Are you gonna gamble on any game this weekend against teams that are locked in the playoffs?
No. Right? I may do some over-unders, probably do a bunch of unders. This is a very terrible week. Unfortunately, I had a very bad week this week, so I'm going to be chasing, so I'll probably end up betting on a lot of shit I shouldn't bet on. But I'm going to take Baltimore. I'm not going to bet on it, but I'll take Baltimore.
I'm going to go with you on this. Just for
it doesn't change anything with the Bengals.
Just for that same fact. So, what do you guys?
I'm feeling like since you've got it.
You're going to go with a semen pick, huh?
I'm going to go with a
sea monster.
Where the hell is he been? Different conversation.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
All right, so next thing we got. Not really any playoff implications for it, but just because Jacksonville at Houston.
Well, there's playoff implications because if Houston wins, that 10 other things don't matter.
Well, all that matters is if the Broncos lose tonight, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So,
I think here's what matters to me. Personally, here's what matters. An 8-18. I know we're not talking about the Redskins, but the fucking Redskins better win too. I don't want a 500 team in the playoffs. Texans, you better fucking win and be 9-7 in the playoffs. I can respect 9-7, no respect for 8-8.
Well, you're going against exactly what we just talked about.
Nope.
Houston's going to be in.
They're not resting.
They're going to rest good enough. Defensive stars.
They're not good enough to rest anyone.
They're going to rest some defensive stars. They're going to leave their offense in. Their offense is clearly not good enough. You know, you may... Tennessee look like they're supposed to.
No, J.J. Watt's got something to play for. He's probably got like some defensive player, some sack right there.
Blake Bortles is coming out for this game. He's coming out to win. They're going to rest people on Houston.
Jacksonville. Not fucking Houston.
There's our shot bet.
You want to do that?
Let's do that one.
All right.
Who gives a fuck about that game?
All right. Now we care. Now we care. I'll take it, Houston.
Give us one to care about.
9-7.
All right.
You better not be 8-8, fuckers.
Yeah, not that this game matters either, but it's kind of fun to talk about our quarterbacks, Tennessee at Indy.
Pat McAfee, starting quarterback, Indianapolis Colts. Please.
While he's punting too. He's going to do it all.
Why not do it?
Let him do it all.
At this point, why not do it?
They fucking just punted on second down for no reason.
Why not? Think about the trick plays you can have.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
like
my God.
The Doug Flutie play where he was playing for New England, they punted the ball, and it was a field goal. It was awesome. They should do that shit all the time.
Little
what
Giants.
The fuck you gotta lose?
Just trick plays at this point.
Pat McAfee's the best Colt you got.
Dude. Right?
Speaking of trick plays.
Hey, Pat McAfee, please listen to us. Tweet us, please.
Speaking of trick plays, did you get to watch any of the New England games?
No, it's highlights.
They did a lot of little trick plays. Flea flickers, Brady lined up and a wide receiver. Double end around, dude. It was kind of fun to watch, but we clearly can't do it. But it's so much fun to watch those trick plays, especially against a division rival for a big game.
If there's a game that you got nothing, week 17, there's nothing to play for. Let it all loose, man. Let it loose. Let's make it for the. I don't know. Let's make it fun for the fans.
Flea flickers, left and right. Nothing but flea flickers.
That's the only reason I'm going to pick the Colts, because we're at home. Marcus Mariota is not playing. If he was, I'd have picked Tennessee. That would have been a lot.
We beat him before.
What do you got?
With Mariota playing, I got the Colts again.
All right. All right, here's the
I'm going to take the Colts.
SGA's a huge game. Playoff implication game, too.
I call it
the Seattle and Arizona.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right. Arizona.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about this.
Real quick, Jim said at break he wants to take Bruce Arians' penis and insert it in his mouth.
I would.
And say, oh, what a lovely tea party.
And now it's on air. So.
Oh, what a lovely tea party.
So, here's my thing. Can we please stop? I don't know the three of us are not, but media and everyone else questioning the Arizona Cardinals.
They're the
three
truth.
Three of us are not.
They're the truth.
But everyone else, not everyone else, but there's been plenty of doubters about Arizona. Arizona is legitimately, and I will say this right now on air, the best team in the NFL right now.
Boom.
Hands down.
Boom.
Not a question about it.
I agree.
I'm gonna disagree with you on this. Just because I almost want to agree with you, but we got to show Kansas City some love. Right now, they started 1-7, and they won 8 games in a row, and all of a sudden, they're going to be possibly the number 3 seed.
So I don't disagree with Kansas City doing what they've done. But what I will say about
Arizona, consistent team, I agree.
And I didn't even know their defense was as good as it was, but their defense is stellar, too.
Their defense is phenomenal.
Stellar, too.
Well,
we talked about Tyron Matthew.
Like I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about these guys. So Tyron Matthew, we talked about him. You know, Honey Badger, you're getting hurt, right? 38-8. 8 points. 38-8. Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers. Good fruit. Aaron Rodgers. State Farm discount. Double check. Let's check. Go Arizona.
Inconsistent Green Bay offense.
They started 6-0, dude.
A beat up line.
A beat up line.
I would not. Let's not crown the Arizona Cardinals right now.
I am.
I'm crowning them.
I'm crowning them right now.
I'm crowning them.
I can't do it yet. I won't do it yet. I want to because it you got to look at it from my point of view. You don't know this. So Bruce Arians, all right, cool. They also got Fort Redding.
They got Freeney, too.
Freeney?
Yeah.
John Francois, whatever.
That motherfucker,
name.
Who's their offensive coordinator?
They have signed all cool stuff. They've taken everything. Great.
Who's the old ass dude that used to be the Colts?
Yeah, Tom Moore is there.
Who's on the staff?
Yeah.
Tom Moore.
Yeah, a lot of Colts in there.
They have taken everything good from our organization and done a fantastic job.
And did it the way we should have done it, but didn't. They made it better.
Hey, Jim.
Take notes.
Look at the blueprint.
Take notes.
Thanks for the ride.
Sell the team to somebody that's not.
What's ironic about the Cardinals is it ties the three of us together.
Yeah, we're now
because not even because of what you're going to say. What I was going to say is the Bears interviewed Bruce Arians, and it came down to Mark Trestman and Bruce Arians.
What a colossal
wow
that was!
Great pick there, dumbasses. Right? But Bruce Arians could have very easily been a Bears coach, right? Which I've screamed for. And I'm happy with John Fox now, but holy shit, right? And then you look at Carolina on the flip, right? Carolina was Ron Rivera, a lot of Bears guys, a lot of Bears personnel. Craig Olson, Jared Allen, you know. So a lot of similarities there. But what I'm saying, though, is I want to be able to be the one podcast, talk show, whatever you want to call it, that gives Arizona their due.
Because they're
legit as they come.
Yeah.
And they were legit last year.
But they're doing it so quietly.
You hear from them. Larry Fitzgerald's one of the best
exactly
out there.
But that's exactly what you want. As
Malcolm
NFL
Floyd, John Brown.
You don't have any hype on you. Nobody's talking about you.
No.
Carolina's taking the crown from you. That's great. Let them have it. As a team, that's exactly what you want. You don't got to turn on SportsCenter. You're not on there talking about your 14-0 record.
Let me ask you this. So, and it's got, I don't know what we're doing with time. Whatever, you guys can yell at me.
We're good.
Bruce Arians is 63 years old. This is his first head coaching job in the NFL ever.
Official head coaching.
One coach of the year playing for coach of the year.
Colts, yeah.
Officially, his first year at 63, right?
Is that our coach of the year again?
It's gotta be.
I hope so, too.
He's already won it once with Arizona. This will be his second time with Arizona. This will be his third coach of the year.
Yeah.
Right? But then you talk about all these young coaches, right? Like, everyone wants this new blood and this young, up-and-coming next guy, right? If you look at the teams that have had the most success
with an old guy,
it's a seasoned veteran
that's
been around.
Well, think about it as a professional. If, let's say, I'm the coach of Snow, I'm like 9 days older than Snow. You know, like, but at the same time, there's another argument for that. It's Mike Tomlin.
Exactly.
Mike Tomlin.
I love him. Yep.
Mike Tomlin's been doing it for 10 years now, though.
He has.
So the tenure outlives that.
He looks like he's about 35 years old.
Yeah.
He's like 45 now.
It's because black don't crack, so like, too. So he's like.
Yeah, so like, he's like 45. Like, he's
got, he's but, really like, 65, but I'm you thinking, never like, know.
Him and Morgan Freeman. I was going to parallel this to the NBA. Like, the hot coaches like Steve Kerr, right? Luke Walton now is stepping in for him, right? And NFL, Bruce Arians is 63 years old. Handle. Right? Who's the Steelers defensive coordinator, Steve, that you love? That's now at the Titans?
Nick LeBeau.
Nick LeBeau is like 98 years old, like legitimately like 98 years old.
But every single one of his guys that's ever played for him was die for him. Absolutely die for him.
There's something to be said about that. That's all I'm saying. Arizona, Seattle at Arizona to take my pick, Arizona, all day. I'm taking Arizona in the Super Bowl. They're going to be playing the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Arizona, all day.
Arizona playing to play at home for the rest of the season.
Chicago Cardinals, all day.
I'm with you.
I agree.
Done.
Absolutely. Moving on.
What do you got?
Clearly, Arizona.
Super Bowl.
I'm putting them in a Super Bowl now.
Nobody called Seattle.
Fuck a Seattle. Arizona.
As much
they just lost to the Rams. At the clink.
But they know they've got to come back, and they're going to play against the division team.
Nah. Arizona.
I'm
going
to go with
Seattle
in a very close game. I'm going to call it 27-26. Just ridiculously close.
All right.
I'm still thinking around.
So Minnesota Green Bay take two.
Three versus six.
So this is the game of the week by far. I think it's our last pick. So many implications with seedings and everything else. They're both in the playoffs. This to me is it hurts. It hurts.
But you gotta root for them.
No, I'm not rooting for either one.
Oh, all right.
I hope they both lose. And I know that's not a thing.
What
that's the reason.
He wants Bane to show up and implode the stadium.
I just guess. I want that to happen. Right?
Take them all out.
Because it's so big and it's the NFC North and the Bears have nothing to do with it.
What happens with the tie?
They just keep playing until it's not a tie. Dude.
They go into a cage match in the Thunderdome.
They would end.
They would have to keep going. Because it has playoff implications. Well, actually, no, you're right. If it ends on the tie, I have no idea.
It would go by division record.
With division records and opponent
records.
And
NFC
record.
All
that. Yeah. I'm calling a tie. No, I'm not.
Thunderdome battle.
I hate it, but I hate Green Bay more. I'm taking Minnesota. Minnesota beat the absolute living picks out of the Giants last night.
It's the Giants. In the NFC least.
Without Odell.
The NFC least.
It didn't matter. I think the way Minnesota played last night.
They looked good.
They could have beaten everyone except the Cardinals.
And Peterson's about to get his third rushing record again.
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikes.
I think Green Bay at home, coming off a loss, playing for the number 3 seed to host Minnesota again the following week, possibly. I'm going to go with Green Bay this week. And then next week, I'll go with Minnesota.
Can we do our shot bet on this one instead of the other?
No, because now we're actually caring about a game that no one cares a fuck about.
All right. So, yeah, I'll take Minnesota. So, we got it.
Minnesota.
Steve's got Green Bay.
Plus, this gives you the opportunity to actually win a shot bet, too.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. You know what? Look. It hurts, but I'm glad the NFC North stepped their shit up. And it just so happens that the mighty, mighty NFL got what they wanted.
in the last game of the regular season is probably the biggest of the season.
It's crazy as this season has been anyway. What'd you expect, though? What'd you expect?
Chaos and everything else. So
backup quarterbacks, third-string quarterbacks playing for, you know, seeding in the playoffs. What the fuck's going on?
That, which is awesome. So I think that's a wrap, gentlemen.
I'm going to call that a wrap.
Yeah, I think we are officially done with episode 19. We didn't plug our website, so once again, princesspodcast.com. I'm wearing the new hoodie.
That hoodie's tight, dude. I like
it's
it a lot.
It's fucking tight.
We updated the logo.
There's a new logo out there. Check it out. Get on the website. The hoodie's comfortable as shit. I bought my brother one for
what
Christmas.
What color is that, by the way?
It's charcoal. Get the charcoal hoodie.
That one's nice.
Because it's sexy as fuck. I got a hot-ass chick right next to me. She hit on me because I'm wearing it. They're both looking at it. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's many of them.
Right.
But again, hey, we appreciate episode 19. I couldn't...
Caleb, get off him.
Couldn't imagine it. Cannot imagine it. We are planning our off season based on how well you guys have received us. So we absolutely appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Next week, we're going to do our playoff preview. Next week.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy 2016 coming.
We survived another year.
Yeah. Well, I still got like 5 days or something.
Yeah, okay. It ain't over yet.
Hope everybody has a safe New Year.
Be safe. Don't do what we do.
Uber.
Use Uber. If you live in a city that has an Uber.
Uber.
Write your Senate or something. Or congressman.
Yeah.
Call your congressman.
I probably got a guy for that. I don't know. I know Mike Owens got a guy for that.
Yeah.
Again, we appreciate it. Next week, we're going to do our playoff preview.
Don't Monday Night Football next week. So.
Yeah, so we're going to do it next week. I assume we're going to do it again at Bubba's Monday night. Check us out. But again, we appreciate it once again. And as always.
Wait a second. He's got to say it too. Because you went for Chicago.
Oh.
Before I close it out, you got to say it.
Hendrick's going to be so proud. He's going to be so proud.
Yeah.
Let me feel loyal for a moment here.
I didn't like it at all.
As always, Princess, bear down. I need a shower.